Hey there, everybody. Welcome to Wine O'Clock, where Bron and I wind down with you. Was that good? Was that something?
Great.
Is this thing on?
I hope so. The first time ever.
Yeah. We're going to wind down with you and get your weekend started right now. Bron Lewis, last time we spoke, I spoke to you about a wedding that I was about to go to. Yeah. And I can tell you, I have returned a stronger man, some would say. A lot of people would say a weaker man, a sadder man, a more hungover man, but still a goddamn man. And I'm here with you, Bron Lewis, and it feels fantastic. God, it feels good to be with you right now.
Hey. Same. But I just want to say, like, where I left you, because I'm so eager to hear about this wedding, because what we learned about, so last time we spoke, you said, I'm about to go to a wedding, and it was that very day. I'm going to a wedding this afternoon.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Bron,
okay, why can someone say like that? Okay.
Well, because this is how you say it. I'm being you.
Okay.
Exactly. See?
Sorry about that. Just proved myself wrong. And you're right.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's what friendship is.
So
don't fall asleep.
I'm finished. So you said I'm going to a wedding this afternoon.
Yeah.
I don't know the grooms.
Yes.
I worked with one for a week.
Yep.
And then I got an invitation to this very expensive wedding.
That's right. Very expensive wedding.
It was
I sent you some photos, didn't I?
You did. It looked gorgeous.
Gorgeous wedding.
Absolutely gorgeous
wedding.
If it was like a shit wedding, like it was like, you know, like in a paddock and it had like.
With nothing, just a paddock.
Just nothing.
And a celebrant just like going, you over here, please.
Yeah. And a horse with no head.
That's right.
Like if that's
someone
killed
them. Usually happens.
Yes. Yeah. Things like this.
Yes.
And then like, you just go because they had hundreds of people and they were just like, oh, what's one more?
And I'm just one of many.
Exactly.
Yes.
And
maybe a little
like,
drop in the
great.
Ocean.
These two people
gorgeous
who are in love
people.
Invited you to their wedding.
Correct.
After only one of them knowing you for a week at work, in a work situation.
Yes.
Highly unromantic.
Highly unromantic.
Okay.
Yeah, there weren't sparks flying between us.
No.
Because I knew they were getting married.
No. And
I
when
would
you
never
think,
do that.
When you think of a wedding, you're like, I want it to be romantic.
You so do, usually.
You invite romantic people.
Yes.
Like your friends.
Yep.
Your uncles.
Yep. That's the big two.
Your drunk
friends
aunties.
And your uncles. You'll definitely get the drunk aunties there. They're a lot of fun.
Romantic.
Yeah.
And but you, you know, work people. It would have to be like, oh, I'm really, really close with this person.
Correct.
To invite them into my romantic life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. You were invited, and you were concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave you three tasks.
You did absolutely.
Okay?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the tasks, or would you like to do a rundown of
no,
the
I'm
wedding
ready.
So
I'm
far?
Ready for
okay.
The, I'm ready for the
so
tasks.
At this wedding that you went to, just firstly, how many people do you reckon were there?
I reckon there were 100.
Wow. Exactly.
Hmm. I did a head count. And I asked someone to leave. It was 101. I want an even number. Goodbye, sir.
One of the grooms. Out you go.
Out you go.
Out
there's no space
go.
For you over here. Thank you very much.
I should be here.
Yeah.
So you're 100 people. So, which again, so some people, that's a lot of people. But for an expensive wedding.
Sure.
That is like you are.
I'm one of few.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have, you know, you only invite people that you actually want to spend money on.
And
you
love.
Incredibly. You were there. Like, I'd invite you to mine if
would
ever.
You?
Yes, of course I would.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You'd be the groom.
What an invite. Would you tell me the day before?
I'd tell you as you walked down the aisle in
just
a wedding dress.
FYI, I keep walking down. Further. Where's my seat, Bron? Further. And plant one right here. Imagine that's our first kiss. Quite nice, actually. I'll have what she's having, thanks.
Our wedding sounds horrible.
It sounds gorgeous.
Okay. And so you're at this quite an intimate wedding.
Yes.
It's very expensive. You've gone and I've given you three tasks.
Mm.
One, the first one, find out why you're there.
Okay. I will tell you this right now.
Great.
I don't know exactly, apart from I was told I was very loved.
By whom?
By one of the grooms.
After 1 week of working with him.
Yeah, so I was very loved and gave me a big hug and said, I'm so glad you're here.
This
I didn't want to press further on that because what would you have done if you were like in that situation? Would you go, I love you so much. Why am I here?
Do you know actually?
Where am I?
No, but you could
crying.
Like work it out like if it was like heaps of dull people.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like you are very good at questions. You're very good at like keeping conversations going. You are very good at making people feel seen.
Thank you so much.
And important. You
Thank
are very
you.
Good at it.
Thank you so much.
So maybe they thought there's going to be heaps of like introverts there or there's going to be heaps of like very, 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 very boring people.
Yes.
Let's invite Sam and we'll make these boring people feel less boring.
Well, I was on a table with lots of people who didn't know each other.
Yeah, that's fine.
So that I feel like maybe I was. Maybe I was part of that. Maybe I was random person on a random table that was just like.
That's great.
Yeah, making a lot of conversation. Met a great drag queen called Delicatessen.
Okay.
It was fun.
That's a really great drag name.
Yeah, Delicatessen, who was fantastic.
Yeah, I saw a photo of her. She looked really good.
She looked good. You can eat her all up, Delicatessen.
Yeah, I will. I might ask Rat. So you're on a table with people who didn't know each other.
Yes.
Yeah. This is the reason why you were there.
Yeah. I'm there for your skills. I'm there for my skills.
Yeah, for your skills.
Yeah.
You're working.
Yeah, I was absolutely working that night.
Did you get paid?
Yep, got paid. I took a lot of money out of the till.
Delicatessen. She paid me handsomely. That's right.
She paid me very handsomely. Thank you, madame. Please.
But now that I say this out loud, I'm like, there are some people I've known for years and years and years and years and years and years and years. If someone said to me, Bron, you have to have a night where you are going to have heaps of fun.
Yep.
Invite, who would you invite? There's some people who I've known for years and years I wouldn't invite.
Yeah, okay.
And there's some people who I've only just met.
Yeah.
Do you know, in fact, as I say this, as someone I've never met, I'd invite them to my wedding.
There's someone that you've never met that you'd invite to?
Never, ever met them. They don't even know I exist.
What do you mean? He's a celebrity?
No.
Someone that you know of that you would like at your wedding. What do they do?
I actually don't even know. It's your friend, Emily Tahini. So
she would love to come to your wedding. Oh my Let's invite gosh. Her to your wedding.
Okay, right, great. I'll get married just to meet her.
Yeah, okay.
She sounds so funny.
She is so funny.
When I listened to her on your podcast, I was like, oh my gosh, she's so funny.
She's hilarious. One of the funniest people ever. Yeah. You'd love her. I'd really love her.
Yeah. And so I'd invite her
to
my wedding.
Yeah.
I imagine she would have a conversation with people, many people, saying, I've been invited to a wedding of someone I've never met.
Yeah.
I don't even know who this bitch is.
Yeah, she wouldn't say to people at the wedding because I feel like that's a small place. Okay.
Well, she could even say it to me because she doesn't know who I am. She might accidentally mistake me.
To you in your beautiful white flowing dress.
It's me. I've invited you. She'll be like, oh.
I don't think so.
But then she'd say something funny. And
she would.
So
she'd get out of
charming.
It.
Charming.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She'd just dance out of it.
Oh, and I'd dance with her out of it. I'd follow her through. Yeah. I'd be like, where are we going?
No time for the wedding now.
Yeah.
Good night.
She's like, I'm going home. I'll be like, okay, rosé or
let's go. Yeah. Let's party then.
And I'll be like, bye, Auntie Trish.
That's fun. That is fun. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I think now that I think about it, I think it's okay to invite someone who you think is going to
improve
your
wedding. Yeah, improve the wedding.
Because they can be very dull weddings.
They can, absolutely. Yeah. You've been to a few dull ones in your time then?
Yes, I have.
Absolutely.
Everyone always invited me to weddings when I was pregnant. Dull. Boring.
Why are they inviting you all the time when you're pregnant?
I don't know. When I was the first time I was pregnant.
Pregnant for 6 years.
I was so pregnant for so long. It's like the lady from Family Guy. I had my first pregnancy. I reckon I went to 9 weddings.
Oh
in
my
those
goodness.
9 months.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like wedding after wedding after. I was like, is this on purpose?
Yeah. Is everyone getting married now?
Are people worried how much I'm going to drink? Because you should be.
You should be. Hey, I'm going to come back and I'm going to get all of you. I'm going to ruin your lives.
I was just pouring everyone's champagne into my handbag.
I'm going to ruin all of your lives. That's fun. That's a fun thing to say.
It is fun. So there are dull weddings that can go forever and the speeches go for – how were the speeches?
Speeches were long.
Yeah.
A lot of – and because I didn't really know anyone, didn't know their history.
That's right.
They're long speeches. And also because we're quite drunk by that point because the wedding started at 5, didn't get dinner until 8:30.
Well –
so it's a few hours really where you're just drinking.
Titanic.
Yeah, that's right. Twice on double speed. but you would be, there'd be quite a long stretch of time when you're just drinking.
Yes.
And you're not really, and I had to catch a flight early in the morning. So I was like, you know, I probably had an hour or two sleep.
Incredible. But did you sleep apart from, you said you got a toasted sandwich.
Yeah.
So, but did you
sleep? I'm bragging about it. Obviously, I told you about it six times.
$12. How much money does he have? My God.
I won't talk about it.
And then did you sleep the rest of it?
On the plane?
Yeah.
No, I was next to a screaming kid.
I'm so sorry.
No, as a mother, you can apologise
for my lifestyle.
The kid just screaming. We didn't want to be on the plane and kept banging on the window. I think she was trapped. I think I should have saved her.
Oh, my God.
I think she wanted to get out.
How old was she?
She would have been about 29. No, she was. she would have been 2.
Was it Emily?
I know she was two because the mum was like, she's 2.
Yeah. 2's really hard, actually.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
Is that what they call the troublesome 2s?
No, they call them fuckhead 2s.
They don't say that.
They do.
You wouldn't say that about your own child.
Absolutely.
You would?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I don't like this one bit. but I didn't sleep that much. But, look, the whole thing, lovely wedding. The Delicatessen was a real highlight for me. Love Delicatessen. Great speech.
Yeah.
But
she sounds great. She made a speech.
Little toast.
That's all you wanted then.
That's all you wanted. But the speeches, when you don't know people, speeches feel like they go for a long time.
They really do. But I love a good speech should be good for anyone.
How long do you think speeches should go for at any event?
Did you say hours?
No.
Come on.
How many people do you think should be talking at a wedding?
I reckon you should have maximum 6.
Okay.
Including the bride and the groom.
Wow. Okay. Yep.
And 2 people from each side. So yeah. Like the best man and the best lady.
How long are speeches going for?
An hour?
Yeah.
But you can break them up.
Okay. That's fine.
Don't have one after the other. This isn't a year 9 debate.
Yeah.
Sit down.
Yeah. Sit down and shut the heck up.
Put that fucking hors d'oeuvre in your mouth, honey, Trish.
if it was like a debate and you had all these rebuttals for no reason. I actually don't think he was cool. but look, like I don't understand the thing about weddings, and maybe I'm wrong about this, but when people decide to roast the person that they're, making the speech about, like going, they talk about their past sex life. They talk about, it's always like some guy. 21st
speech. That's a 21st speech.
21st
which
speech.
Is always awkward at a 21st anyway.
Oh my God, in front of parents.
The nan is still alive when you're 21. Almost always.
Mine died when I was 14.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I don't want to talk about it.
Oh my God.
I don't want to talk about it. That's why I didn't want to bring it up.
Oh my God.
That's why I won't bring it up.
What about the other one?
What?
You have 2 nans, right?
I don't think so. Just treat the other person like they're insane.
I only don't think so.
What are you talking about?
Okay.
You're not going to go with that any longer. No, I've had enough of that.
I had 2, and they're both deceased now.
I do as well.
You did.
I did. I was razzing you. When do you not like a razz?
I love it.
Okay.
I'm so razzed.
I'm razzed up.
Second one. When did they die?
They died probably when I was about 17.
Oh, so none of them made it to 21.
No, none of them made it. That's so weird that you keep bringing up.
Yeah.
Definitely have your nan there. Definitely would have had your nan there then.
Definitely.
If you're 21st, you definitely had your nan there.
Obviously.
Nan definitely would have. You wouldn't have missed it for the world.
It's part of the law. It's legally, you're legally obliged to bring your nan to your 21st.
That's right.
For your fuckhead Casey, like friend Cable Casey, who came up and said in year 9, she got fingered in the bushes.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so funny. This didn't happen to me, but it was at a 21st that I was at. Oh, my God.
Oh,
it was
my
so
God. Yeah,
awkward.
The speeches are awful. Always. Yeah, and I don't know why they do it.
At 21st, because no one's actually good at a speech at 21.
No.
And then the mum will say something like, oh, I remember on your cute little bum, which is adorable.
Yeah, your little bum.
Funny.
No,
love
your little bum.
Everyone's got a bum.
Love
your
little bum.
Do you want me to show you my bum?
No, I don't want to see your bum bum.
Not you.
Right now.
Oh, I'm talking to the lady who I'm talking to, my thing. Okay, I would never show you my bum bum.
It'd be weird if you got up from where you're sitting, just mooned me, and then got back down. Bron was rude today. Bron was a massive Rudy today.
Oh, gosh, she's revolting.
God, she can be like that.
That's disgusting.
I don't know why she does that.
Okay, so first one, why were you there?
Yep.
We've covered that. Well
sure,
done.
Sure.
We understand.
Yep.
Actually, and there's no shade on them for finding a purpose for you.
No.
It actually brings us comfort to know that you were there for a reason.
I got
rather
some food.
Than, hey, that's great.
Yeah.
Was it yum?
God, it was yum. Diggs was there. Yum. Brought him for the scraps at the end.
Plus one.
Yum, 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 yum.
Okay, so the first one, we know why you're there. Well done. Okay, second task. You were to find the loosest unit at the wedding. There's always the loosest unit.
Okay.
At the wedding.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
It's usually the guy who his shirt's a bit too small for him
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
often has like white leather snake skin pointy shoes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
And Sonny's on his head
mm-hmm.
for the whole night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And sometimes a ciggy behind his ear.
Sometimes, if he's lucky.
And often already lit.
Yeah, he's lit. Don't worry about that. He's lit.
So did you, your job was to find the loosest person at the party and get a story from them. Mm-hmm. Did you find the loosest person or from what you perceived, the loosest person?
What if I told you that the loosest person was also the drunk auntie.
Oh, my God, because the third task was to find the drunk auntie.
Yes.
And to find her story. Okay, so we've made your 3 jobs, 2 jobs. It's very lazy of you, but that's fine. But it also makes sense because aunties really come into their own at weddings.
Yeah, yep, yep. Okay.
Tell me, please. I need to know. I need to learn about this person.
Maureen.
Yes.
Look, now I sent you a little video of Maureen dancing.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And she looked good. Let's just say that she looked very good. Now, she had gorgeous hair, gorgeous fringe.
Yes.
Yeah. Severe fringe, ooh, would say.
Blunt.
And big rimmed glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the, you know, when it's like you get to an age in your life where you have like statement necklaces,
yep,
statement glasses.
Yes. Yeah.
You are not at that age yet.
I'm not.
But you're not far off.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait.
Put your necklace away, Sam.
Always showing off at my your necklace. Age. But she, so Maureen was loose right from the start.
Sure.
I think there'd been some pre-drinks happening with Maureen.
Good girl.
Because it got to 5 o'clock and Maureen was pretty toasty already. And she came in hot. And she was doing a little bit of shouting out during the ceremony.
And that, yeah, it was her turn to speak.
It was, always. Boys. I object. This party is too cool. Let's get this started. Playing Pink's I'm Coming Up as she's walking up the.
Get this I'm
coming up, so you better get. I was going to call from Pink. Say, I'm coming up, so you better get the party started. All right. Okay, Maureen. And she was drunk.
So instantly, her and you're like, this is my gal. Like,
this is the loosest person here. Didn't know she was an aunt at that time.
But of course you did, because look at what she's wearing.
Yeah, but I couldn't really see her too. Yeah, she was the auntie.
A statement necklace, a statement glasses.
She
you saw
looked
her.
Incredible, right?
Yes.
So she's singing. They had transport to and from the venue. She's singing. She told me a very long story about how she got there.
Well, how did she get there?
Well, she got there on a plane, but there was a lot of delays on the way.
Travel stories.
Yep. She got the wrong footwear and they were aching. She goes, my dogs were barking. That's what she called her feet. She used that phrase quite a few times. My dogs were barking. Her husband, fuckhead husband Phil.
What, did she actually call him a fuckhead?
Fuckhead husband Phil.
Oh, my God.
Second husband.
Also, Phil's always a second husband. Yeah, if you are Phil, you're not the first.
She didn't call him second husband. Oh. That's what she called him.
What?
Current husband.
Fuck yeah, Maureen.
In front of Phil.
Oh, my God.
Phil didn't laugh at that every time. And Phil didn't like that.
No, and I bet you Phil was quite a silent man.
Quite a silent man.
Good, that's how she likes him.
Yep.
Even though he's a fuckhead.
Yep. She brought her bags with her from the airport, even though they landed in the morning.
Can you say which city they were from?
Cairns.
Yeah, I could
and
tell.
Look, she had her bags with her. They had Phil told me many times there was a lot of time to go to the hotel and drop them off, but Maureen wanted a Prosecco. Hey. What the fuck is wrong with that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Phil, are you complaining about this absolute legend of a woman who's allowed you to marry her?
Okay, little king, have you ever heard of being awesome? Look it up. Look up that word right now. I brought a dictionary for you. Look it up. It's Maureen.
Picture of Maureen.
Picture of Maureen right there.
The only colour in the whole book.
She said I could call her Moors.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Fuck, that's good.
Yeah. Do you know what Phil said?
Did she say that to everyone?
No. What? No, just to me. You know what Phil said?
What?
At Christmas, I call her Santa Moors.
Phil.
Maureen goes, that's mine. She didn't like it.
Phil. Shh. Phil. Have you ever heard of shh, Phil?
Look it up in the dictionary. I have a picture of you. You fucking idiot. You're a fucking idiot, Phil.
The wedding, as it progressed,
and I was saying, like, you know, the dinner didn't come for a while. Moores started the dance floor prematurely. She was ready to dance because her dogs were barking, no shoes. No shoes for Moores. So she's dancing. She's having a good time.
Yeah.
Speech is about to happen. She did a little hand gesture to fuck off.
The speeches. Yeah.
Kept having a little bit of a boogie. No one's having a good time at that point.
Oh,
like in
what
terms
about you?
Of like, I'm having a great time watching Moores.
Yeah, there we go.
And Moores came up and told
by
me.
By herself, dancing by herself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, her dogs are barking. Yeah. So what are you going to do? You have to dance.
She came up and told me about her son, Ethan. So she's like, Ethan. I go, what does he do? She goes, I don't know.
Oh my God. This drunk auntie is perfect.
She's perfect. Like
you found, this is true. I don't think you could have found a better one. Keep going. I'm so invested in everything you have to say.
So at one point someone was crying near the toilets.
Why?
Well, I suspect Maureen said something because Maureen walked out after her. She was crying and Maureen rolled her eyes at her and just kept walking.
What do you think she could have said? What did this woman look like?
What did the woman look like? She's quite young. I reckon she was mid-30s. I'm saying that because I'm only 32. Very young. In her very late 20s, 35.
But drunk aunties hate women in their
30s. Oh, my God. Yes, yes.
20s, they still see them as like, ah.
Yeah. Moore's definitely said something.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, women in their 30s are maybe their enemies.
Yeah.
Maureen hated. She'd hate me.
My arch nemesis.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
She's awful.
Look what the cat dragged in.
Lip. This one with her lovely lip.
Her lips are bleeding. She's awful. They're not bleeding, Maureen. I told you. My statement lip.
Wearing lipstick. Don't know about that. So she says. But yeah, so Maureen was the drunkest person there. She was the loosest person there, but she was also the drunk aunt of the night.
Well, she's thirsty. She's from Cairns.
She was thirsty. And look, I did not see Maureen go to the bar one time, but Maureen had a glass of sparkling wine in her hand the entire time.
Phil.
That was Phil. And she did not stop the whole night. There was no, I saw her moving the whole night. Dancing would not stop. And then I had to get a flight, so I had to say a very quick goodbye to her.
Oh, she would have hated a quick
goodbye. She didn't like that. Yeah. And as I was walking outside, Moors has come with me. So like I'm walking out and then Moors is coming with me and everything. And she goes, where are you getting a flight to? Perth. She goes, shithole, ass end of the world.
Wow.
From Cairns.
Yeah. And well, when you live at the creme de la creme of
That's true. Yeah.
It's a beautiful casino there. Gorgeous carpet. So
yeah,
colorful.
You need to check it out if you can, if you're in that beautiful part of the world. But yeah, but she told me that she had a lovely time and she was getting a flight early in the morning.
Oh, wow. They just flew in, flew out.
Did
she have a job?
No. She's retired.
Of course she is. Yeah. So why is she flying in, flying out?
I don't know. Probably cheap flights. Got a deal or something.
Oh, you're assuming she's poor? That's rude.
No, I reckon drunk aunties are always looking for the deal.
Yeah, Jetsa has a great looking for the deal.
Just cause. Or Phil would be sandwich. Maybe. Yeah, maybe Phil's beautiful Phil's toaster. Probably, yeah.
Phil's probably very good at like pinching a penny.
Yes. Yeah, I imagine he is. Yeah.
And she'd hate that.
Yeah.
But also needs that.
Yep.
Because if Phil wasn't there pinching pennies,
yep.
They'd be bankrupt.
Would absolutely be bankrupt.
But well done, Phil.
Well done, Phil. But yeah, so I left with a little bit of a red mark on my cheek.
She slapped you across the face.
No, she gave me a little kiss.
Oh, I thought she slapped you.
She gave me a big kiss and she said how lovely it was to meet me. Oh, isn't that nice? So the loosest person and the drunkest aunt was also
the best.
One of the loveliest people in the world. And she was
women.
No, she's like women one bit.
But who does?
But they were a nuisance.
They always are. I'm surprised they invited any of them. I'm surprised Maureen was invited. In fact,
anyone
she is our queen.
So. She's our queen. Yeah. Our queen. Isn't that beautiful?
Queen Maureen. Oh, that is really,
Queen
really
Maureen.
Great.
Isn't that
and
gorgeous?
And so when you were there, because you met one of the grooms.
Yes.
At the actual wedding.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And you said, congratulations, my name's Sam.
Mm-hmm.
What's your name?
Yeah.
And he said, this is my name.
It's his name, yes. Yeah. Yeah, he didn't hide that from me.
No, great.
I prefer not to say anything.
And then did he say, what are you doing? Who are you? Or did he know who you were?
He knew exactly who I was. Big hug.
The help.
Yep.
The help for the weirdos. Oh,
yes.
Oh, the leader of the weirdo table. Great. The glue that's keeping those absolute losers together.
Yes. Yeah. Put him with Maureen. Stick him with Maureen. Don't
Was Maureen on your table?
No, Maureen was ages away. She kept waving at me, though. Hey, look, this was 1 o'clock. For this week.
I've loved it.
Don't forget, if you haven't already followed us, subscribe to us, please do leave a 5-star rating or review on whatever app you're on. That always helps get the podcast out there to as many people as possible. Write in with your drunk auntie story. We'd love to hear it. Leave us a little problem that you have. Dear drunk aunties @gmail.com. Speak pipe in the show notes if you want to leave us a voice memo. It's so easy to do.
And we love it. We just fix everything and we also love your voice.
Yes. Yeah. Sorry about a few episodes where the sound wasn't so good, but we're back, baby.
We're back, baby.
Stop thinking about it so much.
Why keep bringing it up?
And you're also invited to Bron and my wedding. Good night.
Good night. Cheers.